Greetings in Jesus' name on this 19th day of January, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently 14 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under cloudy skies, expecting a little snow today on this Wednesday morning, making the broadcast at the 7:15 a.m. hour and preparing now to go down to the chapel service where we'll be preaching to some 80, 90 students and telling them and sharing with them the good news of the Word of God. Thank you for your continued prayers. We are in desperate need of it. We need to experience the touch of God upon our lives and upon our ministry life. And I appreciate you praying for us and believing God with us as we labor for Christ here on this mission field of New England. It can become very desperate at times here in New England, but we need the help of God. And we're praying that the Lord would send a mighty revival, a mighty stirring, a mighty move of God upon this area, and upon our church, and upon us as individuals, that He would just stir in great power and great glory. I want you to take the Bible today and look with me in the book of Exodus, chapter number 6. And when you find your place in Exodus chapter number 6, I want you to look with me in verse number 9. The Bible says in Exodus 6, 9, "And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel." What did he say to the children of Israel? Well, he said exactly what God told him to say. God told him to the children of Israel, God said, "I want you to say this. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel," in verse number 6, "say unto them, I am the Lord." So when you talk to them, I want you to tell them that I am the Lord. And when he talks about the Lord, he talks about who is all powerful, who is in charge, who can do the impossible. He said, tell them I am the Lord. He said, then second of all, I want you to tell them this. I didn't count, but it seems like there's 6 or 7 of these. He said, tell them, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. These are the promises of God, and they're used in this little phrase, I will. And then he says this, tell them that I will rid you out of their bondage. And when you're talking to them, tell them, I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. This is what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I'm the Lord. I want you to tell them I will bring them out from under the burdens of the Egyptians and will rid them of the bondage and will redeem them with a stretched out arm. He said, as you're speaking to them, why don't you tell them that I will take you to me for a people? And I will be to you a God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. And he said, when you're speaking, say this, and I will bring you into the land concerning the which I swear and to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel. He told them exactly what God told them, what God told him to tell them. And the Bible says, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. And this is an interesting text. I was studying it yesterday and again this morning. The people of God did not hear what Moses had to say because, number one, they had anguish of spirit and they were experiencing cruel bondage. Could it be today that people are not getting what they need from the Word of God because of these two things? They have anguish of spirit and experiencing cruel bondage. And the Bible says that Moses went on to speak to them in verse number 12. And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And he had this great thought. They didn't listen. Is Pharaoh going to listen? And we find ourselves there often as preachers, that we just preach and we just teach, and we wonder, is there anybody listening? And Moses experienced this. And we must, by the help of God, continue on. Maybe people don't listen, but yet the Lord is challenging us and telling us to keep preaching, keep teaching, keep sharing. And here they experienced this, or Moses experienced this, because of the people would not listen because they were in cruel bondage and had anguish of spirit. May the Lord help us as His servants to remain faithful in the midst of perilous times, that we may honor the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.